brought to you by Penguin.
Wifedom, Mrs. Orwell's Invisible Life by Anna Funder. Read by Ariane Wynne Parks Lockwood and Jane Slavin.
Love, sexual or non-sexual, is hard work. George Orwell. We all make up the people we love. Phyllis Rose. Men and women read books in order to love life more. Vivian Gornick. In 2005, six letters from George Orwell's first wife, Eileen O'Shaughnessy, to her best friend, Nora Symes Miles, were discovered. They cover the period of her marriage to Orwell, from 1936 to 1945.
1. Wifedom, a counterfiction.
Suffolk, November 1936.
It has been 6 months since the wedding. She uncaps the pen. 38 High Street, Southwold, Suffolk. A Tuesday. Now what? She gets up and pokes the fire. Sits down again. The cat, a silver thing that knows its own mind, jumps into her lap. She lights a match. Lets it burn out in the ashtray. Lights another. Who are you writing to? George asks from his armchair, creasing the newspaper firmly so she knows he's annoyed. Fair enough, she has been annoying. Nora. Ah, the famous Nora. This is a joke. He's never met her. Is it so hard? His eyes are blue, with laughter in them. She smiles. Shouldn't be, should it? He gets up. I'll leave you to it. She's at a desk in the front room of her new in-law's house in sleepy Southwold. In the kitchen, they're clearing away the lunch dishes. She's done it each day since they got here, so is giving herself a reprieve. His mother and Avril, the younger sister, will be doing it. The older sister, Marjorie, has married and moved away, which is just as well, because this place could barely fit another body. She rolls a cigarette with a little contraption, licks it closed. It's hard to know how to even begin explaining what has happened to her since the wedding day. She and Nora rarely write Dear Nora or Dear Eileen on their letters, a habit of intimacy from college days, as if theirs were a single, uninterrupted conversation. She lights the roll-up, puffs twice, and rests it in the ashtray. The cat paws itself off her lap. I wrote the address quite a long time ago, and have since played with three cats, made a cigarette, I make them now, but not with the naked hand, poked the fire, and driven Eric, i.e. George, nearly mad, all because I didn't really know what to say. I lost my habit of punctual correspondence during the first few weeks of marriage because we quarrelled so continuously and really bitterly that I thought I'd save time and just write one letter to everyone when the murder or separation had been accomplished. Nora will laugh, but she'll read between the lines too. She wedges the cigarette in the corner of her mouth. George is banging nails into something out the back, a risk for all involved. She might as well say it. Eric had decided that he mustn't let his work be interrupted and complained bitterly when we'd been married a week that he'd only done 2 good days' work out of 7. The window in front of her gives directly onto the high street. A woman in a yellow hat moves past, barely 10 feet away, holding the hand of a small boy. Both their noses are red-tipped with cold. This is a seaside town, and she's hoping for snow. She's never seen snow on a beach. Then Eric's aunt came to stay and was so dreadful she stayed 2 months that we stopped quarrelling and just repined. Then she went away and all our troubles are over. She likes it here, she writes, though nothing has surprised me more, particularly since I saw the house, which is very small and furnished almost entirely with paintings of ancestors. The ancestors are all on the father's side.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?